Blog Talk Radio.
Network, baby. It's Indie Up Radio. It's your girl, Candy K, back in the building. And I got my boy, Alexander the Great. You on the line?
Yo, what's good, y'all? What's happening?
He's in the building, guys. You know, Voodoo Child, he had some things to handle, so that's why he's away today. He will be back next week, okay? So don't fret. We in the building, baby. We got a wonderful show planned. Sam Harvey, pop star. In the building. And then my boy, Nimrod, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
Yep.
I hope that's how you pronounce
Nimrod.
It already. got it. So we're going to be speaking with the both of them later on in the show, so make sure y'all listen up for that. Now, Alexander, how has your week been?
You know what, Kay? My week was decent, actually. Like, it started off kind of slow, but then, you know, as the weekend came, kind of got a little lit. I got a new program that I'm putting together featuring all Chicago artists. So that's going to be dope. That's going to be dropping like end of summer, something like that.
Okay. And then
also we're doing this little, I'm trying to get like you over there. So.
Oh, I ain't doing nothing. Yeah, he just been surfing around my snaps. Okay. Be real.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Absolutely not.
Like, I've been chilling all day. Ain't been up to too much. Like, I'm gonna go out tomorrow, turn up for my guy, B Day tomorrow. So,
okay.
We definitely gonna hit the club real quick. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm mad at you.
What you been on?
I'm not mad at you. Goodness, you know what? I've been working. You know, being noticed by the big wigs, you feel me? So that felt great.
And being
complimented on my work ethic and bomb surveys coming back for me. So I'm feeling where I'm getting to with the 9 to 5. I really am.
Okay.
I'm seeing big things on the employee. Yes, definitely seeing my name on that plaque, like I said, when they hired me. So I can see some things that's going to happen for me in the future with this job, so I'm loving that, loving the vibe. They respect my vibe. They appreciate my vibe. That's all I ask, so, you know, so we cool
that's
on that
up.
Aspect. And I know
that's
I
what's
updated
up.
Y'all
so
said
you motivated
cool
and elevated.
Yeah, but I know I said I was cool on love, and then boom. In walks the man that we've been flirting like for like over a year, you know, via social media. worldwide type social media sites, and we really actually knew each other, had met up. He would come, like, I am a hugger, y'all. So he actually came and met me and gave me a hug that day, and that was months ago. But, you know, it's up to me. So, yeah, boom. So, yeah, now he's in, and now I'm just like, okay, I'll be loyal to you. So we're going to see. Y'all know I'll be changing my mind, okay? So we're going to see.
I'm saying, don't be falling in love now,
you know. I'm going to be 100, you know. He respects what I do, what I feel like doing, and whenever I feel like doing that, he doesn't care, so he's good with that. So that I'm going to rock with it. But keep your eyes open for my snap tonight, listeners, because I think I'm going to go real live tonight. I feel it. I feel it. So it's coming shortly. It is coming shortly, so keep your eyes open. But, yeah, so that's what's cracking on the love. On the love tip. Right, I actually got a love interest, you know, so. It's dope. I'm feeling it. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing all of that. All of that.
All right. That's what's up, man. You've been staying busy, you too. You've been staying busy. That's the most important thing.
Boy,
right there, you know?
I ain't got time to go on no date. You hear me? I'm like, damn.
I'm just saying, don't let dude take you to the strip club again, and then you end up dancing up there with the girls. You feel me?
I mean, I'm just saying. It's places that I would go that I have to understand everybody ain't with it, you know. So I told a man to take his wife with him to the strip club. Let's go. You know, I got to respect and understand that everybody ain't like Candy. So,
yeah, it's true.
Come to find out she wasn't really with that. So I said, it's okay, guys. We could just chill. What do y'all like to do? Like, hold on. Let me stop trying to put what I like on the next person.
Right.
So I'm trying. I'm elevating. I'm definitely
that's
what
I mean.
Lord knows it.
I'm just saying, like, he might take
tonight.
You to, you know, next, might take you to TGI Fridays. You know, they got that 2 for $20 deal going on right now. So
I ain't mad at
you
it.
Know,
and with
might.
Some bomb artichoke dips. Give me that.
Saying,
I want that.
I'll be like, that's flame. Oh my God. I need that.
I love
everything.
That. Okay.
I'm
that's
saying.
Me. All the time. And if I get a burger, I want your special sauce because I know you got one. Give it to me.
You know, you got to get special sauce. You have to.
Have to.
Like, that's like a rule.
Now.
That's like a law.
Thank you.
But speaking of law.
And if you
though,
don't
like,
know about it, ask about it because they got one. I said it
I'm
and sure enough came on and produced me that special sauce.
That's
but that's
what I'm
all
about. See, motivating and elevating. That's your MO.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. I
speaking
mean, why
of
not?
Laws.
People just be quiet. I'm going to ask. I'm going to say something. You literally not. So, yeah, guys, y'all just
laws,
speak your
though,
mind. What's up?
I just got out of seeing the first Purge or whatever, that movie.
I ain't seen it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought, man,
was
it was so dope. It was so dope. Like, I always liked the Purges, but, you know, that one, like, it was predominantly, honestly, it was predominantly, like, black people up in the movie or whatnot.
What?
So, that of course, that made it more dope to me, personally. You know what I'm saying? But,
okay,
I mean,
okay.
Overall, it was a good movie, though. Like, it was a real good movie.
So was it good enough to see, like, and be your first time watching a Purge, or is it the kind that you have to see the ones before that one?
You know what? You can see that one. Like, you can see that one without watching the first two. You know what I'm saying? Simply because it's, like, one of those films where it's, like, you know, it kind of got a built-on basis, but it's not too centered around the first two. So, yeah, I would say, you know, go out and enjoy it. Now, I wouldn't say going out and, you know, take the fam out, you know, take the kids out. Cause, you
nah,
know
that ain't
it is
a kid
dog,
movie.
You know.
I saw the preview.
Right, right.
That ain't a kid movie. That's one of them dates I got to make time for.
See, I'm saying, he could take you Friday's 2 for $20 deal, and then y'all just go in and get Purge, and there you go. There you go.
It depends.
Right off your feet.
It depends. I got to actually like him for me to let you slide with a 2 for $20. We actually like you and be like, okay, baby, I understand. You know what I'm saying? That's what people
right, like,
guys,
right,
just know
cool.
That it's certain things women will put up with when we like you. Okay? Know that.
Yeah,
and so don't go off of what
that.
We put up with your homie or with somebody that you heard about because they had it different. You, my friend, it's going to be completely different. You never know.
Right.
I might
have
been super hard for him, and then you sitting here like, dang, she won't do nothing for me. You're right. It's a different
situation.
It's a different situation. Learn that and understand that, man. Okay, and on that note, let's go on to some music. That just reminded me of some past. Let's get back to this. Let's go on to some music. Let's take me away from these memories. See, look at you now, Alexander. Check you out. Don't take me down it. I'd rather go on here and fool with Cassie Vegas with Swag Worth the Meal, because I promise it is. Somebody's going to learn it. Somebody's going to hear me one day, y'all. Indie Up Radio. Let's check it out.
Word. Yeah. Young diligence, worth millions. Fit Billy Jean jacket, zip up black denim jeans. See a centipede latch on, cause he feeling free. I'm a silly G, we laugh, but we really be waiting on someone to act up so they can really see the other side where all my niggas is down to ride. I saw different scenes through these Cartier beams. Hard to play king when you don't even make cream. You gassed up for nothing, I passed up assumptions. I trashed up my Jordans, copped a new pair in the morning. I spent 4 months touring, sweating sick and get boring. Then you start sitting alone, homies come want to go home. I'm in the league of my own, turning up once I get home. Cop the spot, got my own room, she spent the night, everything cool. I love music, so it's really never nothing to do. My heart cold, wonder why I would trust it with you. This lifestyle ain't made for everyone. She 24 with some ass and got paid by everyone. Trickin' ass niggas be copping them flights. Ain't tricking if you got it, let's pay to get it popping. On stage, I am the god of making girls get topless. I pray it all prosper, really have no other options. I'm young L.A., the real young L.A. Walking home from school gangsters, make it go the other way. We ain't here forever, let's just stick together. If we stop it all now, how can it ever get better? I'm young but I'm ready, I tell myself steadily. She's growing at heaven speed, more older than ever be. Just left my lawyer office, be rolling through Beverly. To my accountant office, can you please cash this check for me? I'm fucking awesome, worth it, Jason Deal. Old nigga don't like me, Tyler tell him chill. I erased my skill, and I made it a will. I do this shit in my sleep, just put this here on repeat. This is life on the beat, feels good like knife on the feet. In the wood hanging from trees, laughing at niggas banging on me. My dreams OD, my chain low key. I'm high off life, I'm talking LA trees. She do that thing I like, that make me sleep. We had our ups and downs, but we stayed on our feet.
Pop champagne on ice, just to make it right for you, girl. Yeah, I swear that I'll fuck you all night, just to make it right, alright. Girl, I swear to God, trying to book a flight, just to make it right for you, girl. Yeah, I swear I take you shopping all the time, just to make it right. I'll change your life, girl, you know that.
Was triple gold D's on the Fleetwood, Fosgate be good. EQ, the highs, the lows. Nigga done been through some cold shit. Like when the doors got key and my Tracy got seat. I was there for your homie, brother from another, damn near my kin. Running in the streets and licking shots off at the corners they been. Living life like we was outlaws. Plus, we told them youngsters not to be like us. When they grown, now you're gone. I take a pull and still pass your way. Hot you on my own, I cast away. Familiar glimpse of the past when I see my brother through his little girl face. We trying to hold on to yesterday. When I say my prayer, man, I pray. Lord, forgive us for these deeds, have mercy. I done made 30, and I'm still dirty, and I'm still working. AKA, second and serving, maintaining till they call for the curtains on me and all my friends.
Tell me how many of us have them friends. Someone that's always riding to be in.
No hating. All money, y'all bitches ever coming between us.
We're talking about friends.
Most of us don't really have them.
Future. You are now tuning in to Federal District Radio, where we play the latest and greatest music. Call us up and let us know what you want to hear. First caller, your name and where you're calling from.
This Flip Life, calling from Brooklyn.
What up, Flip Life from Brooklyn? What you want to hear, bro?
I want to hear that new Jules, Patiently Waiting.
Well, here it is, Jules, Patiently Waiting.
On the Hour Network, y'all just heard Jules with Patiently, and before that, that was L. Brown featuring Freddie Gibbs, BJ the Kid, Chicago Kid, my bad, NG Wiz.
Yeah,
that
yeah, don't forget
friend.
That's Chicago.
Yes, can't leave the Chicago out, y'all. Shoutout, I wouldn't even do it. No, I wouldn't. But yeah, so that was the little single that I was sending with friends, but I don't rock friends like that, so, you know, sometimes I get tired of humans, the human race.
Yeah.
you know, where nothing is surprising anymore.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, nothing new under the sun. Now, what was you about to touch on before we went to the music?
You saying what?
What was you about to touch on before we went to the music? I think I cut you off. You was about to say something.
Oh, no. It's all good. I don't even remember, though, but I will tell y'all this one story I had this week, though.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So, basically, it was me and my guy. You know, we made a trip to the gas station on the corner or whatever. So, we made a trip over there. And so, he go in there, and then he see this guy. And he was like, hey, yo, Nick. He like, hey, bro. He like, that's Quavo right there. You know, Quavo from the Migos, whatever.
What?
He like, that's Quavo right there. I'm like, bro, that's not Quavo. Like, it's definitely not Quavo. So he go up to the guy, and he like, bro, can I have your autograph? Like, I love all y'all songs. I love, you know, the vibes y'all giving out. Woo. So dude punched my guy. Like, he punched him.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, yes. Like, dead in his face. He punched him in the face. So I end up grabbing dude, and dude, he was still trying to fight. I'm breaking them up. I grabbed dude. And then threw him off. He ran back to the car and drove off. But lesson of the day, if y'all think somebody is a celebrity, do not approach them unless you know for sure. Because dude was highly offended.
You better make sure.
Dude was too bad.
If he was, I'm pretty sure it would have been a big team around him. You know what I'm saying? You would have been able to tell that he's somebody that counts. You feel me?
Exactly.
He would have had security.
Right.
He would have
had the army with him. Like, come on now, fam. That's not Quavo, man. And he, I guess he was real touched by it. Like, oh, my God.
Well, I tell you.
That was too much. Like, why you ODing? I don't know why you ODing like that.
Goodness. Now, that's crazy. Now, speaking of, since you brought up the Migos, I do want to congratulate Cardi B and Offset. They,
congratulations.
Beautiful baby, you know, yes, is now here on earth, and I'm happy for them. I am.
Definitely happy for them.
Now, I do got something else, speaking of. Okay, you know they're married, right? Legally, like, married. Okay, so I am so for that. You know, the way it was done, like, it had, they didn't need no big reality special, you know,
true,
to show them getting married. They didn't need to get all of the social media credit from them getting married. They had been married, you know, so that's so dope. And I just really want to big up him for that.
Yeah.
I'm for that. I'm so for that. So I really just feel like that's real love type of shit, you know, so
yeah,
I'm
no,
so
it
for Cardi
is.
B and Offset. Yes, definitely for them.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome. Your new bundle of joy. Goodness. I just know they're going to be, you know, they're going to be the bomb. So, and she was so smart. Maybe it was her management team. The way she worked and she put in all those videos, like, you know, she wasn't playing.
Yeah,
she was pregnant. So, yeah, I heard an interview that she did to where she just banged out hella songs, hella videos, performances she had scheduled. You know, she had to do all of that.
Right. Yeah, no, she definitely did. She definitely killed it.
Smart. Very smart, very smart. Because, I mean, you can't turn the radio on and not hear her.
Yeah.
Her whole time,
hot.
She, exactly. So, I for
and
you.
Pregnant
I
AF.
For you. Exactly. I for you. Now, we just waiting on my boy, Sam Harvey. He's going to be in shortly, guys. But, speaking of that, I want to speak about boy toys. So, I'm going to first get into J. Marie with boy toy, and then we come back and speak on him. Okay. Here on NDS Radio, the Hour Network. Let's get it.
Boy toy. Would you be my boy toy? Would you be my boy toy? Oh, baby, what's your number? Excuse me, can I have your number? Thank you.
Radio. It's Candy K on the Hour Network. Got my boy Alexander the Great in the building.
Yep.
In the building.
You already know.
And y'all, that was Day Marie with Boy Toy. So as promised, I said we'll talk about it. So I'm not sure if that's the term I would use, but some guys just, it depends on your mindset, but it's meant to be a toy situation, a play with situation. That was kind of like within my 20s.
Yeah.
I'm 30 now. You feel me? I'm 30 now. So I really don't want to waste a second of my life. Okay? I'll play soccer. That's what I'll play. Okay? Football. That's what I play. Wasting my time?
Yeah,
I don't like that. So,
that's a no-no.
Yeah. Every
that's
second.
That's a no-no. So, Kay, like, what would be your ideal date? For all the male listeners we got out there that's taking notes right now.
That would just be, okay, let me not just say it like that. Basically, depending on my mind frame at that time, it's what I want to do. It's, I mean, those are the ones I love. When they just be, and they be for it. They don't just say, oh, whatever you like to do. And they probably mentally know that I be dancing all the time, so they're probably thinking, oh, yeah, she going up. No, and I might throw them a little curveball. I want to go play laser tag, and I want to go bowling.
True.
It's going to be whatever, wherever my mind frame is and the vibe I get from you, because everybody ain't, you know, it's just, it be different places for different people. So it's basically, if you let me be the deciding factor, then that would be probably best. But if you came with it, then something fun like that, bowling or laser tag, something like that, make me feel just like young again. I'm telling you, it'd be like we at war after on that laser tag, and I love
true.
It. Anything to make me smile, that's what I want to do. Whatever's going to make me smile. So if it's something new that I've never done, and you introduce it to me, if it makes me smile, I'm so for it. But I'm damn sure willing to try. I went and played golf.
There you go.
I did, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, snap. See,
yeah,
me, like, I played golf one time, and then I almost fell asleep right there. So I was like, nah, this ain't even for me, you know.
Mm-mm.
Ain't even for me, right?
That sport ain't really you. But, yeah, it was cool, like, stuff like that. I didn't know I enjoy playing soccer so much like I do. But I do.
Oh,
it's fun
man.
To me. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
so, like, anything,
go,
whatever,
fellas.
I'm feeling. Something
there
fun.
There you go, fellas.
Goodness.
There you go. You got to take her to TGI Fridays. Then you get the 2-for-20 deal,
absolutely
right?
Not.
And then you go take her to see the Purge. And then after that, then y'all
I'm not
going to want to
do
soccer.
That because I can't talk in the movies. So it depends. If that's the first day, we're not going to a movie. Because that's not getting to know you. I can't get to know you through a movie.
True. That is true.
You're going to be trying to get some free feels cracking.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Pretty much.
And
we're
not getting
to
know each other. No.
Yeah, it's true.
And I may not be hungry.
So
I don't need
like,
to eat.
You know, so
if
you
we bowling, like I can
talk
mess to you. I can be myself. I can, you know, that's
true.
Fun. That's fun.
All right, fellas, so
something
that
I'm normally
that
not
out.
Good at anyway.
Yeah, cross that out.
Yeah.
Fellas. No movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be able to
no.
have fun, talk
no
to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So he probably going to get like 500 Snapchat records this radio show over with.
Absolutely not. But I do feel like a lot of young women, like in your 20s and when your mind is made up and like who do enjoy the boy toy situation, make it worth something, you know? Don't just say, oh, well, because it's just something to do. Don't do that. So,
yeah.
That's what I would like to shout out to the 20s. No lie. You're going to find yourself
true,
in
true.
So many situations because it was, you know, just something fun at the time. Make it profitable. Make it worth something. Whether you learn, it's profitable to your mental, to you learning something, or to your pockets and your bank account. Or your heart.
Yeah.
Something got to profit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Mental something.
You're right. And, man,
so
that's
yeah,
important
don't just sit
you touched
there.
On that. real, it's important you touched on it, because that, man, that mental health, boy, that's important.
You hear me? Mental health
that's
is
important, because a girl asked me, like, yo, what are you interested in? I'm like, look, they got a great smile, great personality, and mental health. And they like, what you mean mental health? I'm like, I mean, I do look out for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look out for
you
that.
Have to. You have to. You really do. I mean, it's something that's, oh, goodness. It's so prevalent. I mean, it's, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
Whether it's admitted or not, it is, you know, so.
Yeah, you're right.
And everybody may have their time when they go through a mental health little situation to where they question their own mental health. I have personally. So where
I
am right now, for my 30s, I love it. I just love it, you know, the future, what the future is looking like.
Yeah.
Instead of harping on my past, I no longer do that. I used to hold on. I used to really, really do that so bad.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And that's,
instead
and that's
of
the
that,
thing,
I'm looking
too,
forward
like, you know,
to my future.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Because so often we focus on our past so much that we don't even have a life to live, you know, for our future. Because we're
all.
Looking at the past
Thank
so
you,
much.
Because we still on the past.
Yeah.
We still when I was
yeah,
in fifth grade and you didn't show up to my graduation or something. You know, and that's not really.
That's why we got to, like, move on and keep, you know, like you doing, elevating and motivating. You know what I'm saying?
That's
elevating and motivating. Keep on moving up.
Instead of, I'm proud. It was about making somebody proud. So once I did that move and just continue to make myself proud, that meant everything. And it changed everything mentally. You know, instead of just feeling down, no, I'm going to give myself props for who I am now. Whether, you know, the person I want to see it, doesn't see it or not, that doesn't matter. I live it. I am it.
Doesn't matter. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because like my
grandma
don't
let nobody
used to say
else
all
just
the time.
Try to, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't let nobody else try to dim your shine. Like, real talk. If you're going to shine, keep on shining.
Keep on shining.
Yeah,
even if it's for yourself, like even if it's for you.
That's what I'm saying. Do it for you. That's who you do it for.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started doing it for myself is when I saw better results. When I was doing it for other people, it wasn't really working out. I was so down on myself for not realizing, you know, that was just crazy. So, anywho, y'all, we're going to get to just a little bit of music really quickly before we continue on. And I'm thinking, I'm feeling like Brash to Build Brilliant with Ta-da-da. Let's tap into it. Indie Up Radio. The Hour Network, guys. Let's get it.
Dang it.
Want to party with all of ya. I appear like Ta-da-da. Indie and that rebel. Mix it up, call it Ta-da-da. Want to party with all of ya.
Yeah.
I appear like Ta-da-da. Denny and that
rebel.
Mix it up, call it Ta-da-da. Wanna party with all of ya.
Yeah.
I appear like Ta-da-da. 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 Whole club drunk on the Ta-da-da. 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 Know you wanna cut for the.
Like my drink, how I like my women. Her anything's possible with that Henny in her. Mix a little bit of Red Bull, get that feeling. Tonight's about to go down smooth like Lynette. And we turned up. DJ in the club playing our cut. Win team grand slam and a ta-da-da. Had a whole spot hotter than Agarbah. Brash your brilliant, no I'm not a magician. I ain't tricking on the trick, girl. Is you tripping? I'm just here for the dollar drinks, girls you sipping. As you dip into my jam, coming out the sound system. I'm a bachelor. Yo ass, let me smash, make it faster. You can throw that thing to me on a platter. With a fit of Ta-da-da, make it splatter. Denny and that
rebel.
Mix it up, call it Ta-da-da. Wanna party with all of ya.
Yeah.
I appear like Ta-da-da. 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 Whole club drunk on the Ta-da-da.
Bottoms up, player, make my drink for a sailor.
Got two chicks with me, so make it equal to theirs. Cause they gon' want the D from me and equally share. So I need to be on beats to go deep in them pairs. We bout to go nuts. Like side shows in Oakland turning donuts. Crack another bottle open, get some more cups. Cause I love how it tastes when they ask what I drink. I say Red Bull and Henny, and it's worth every penny. Quick to the last drop, get her out up in the kitty. In the parking lot, got your bitch trying to tip me in. Just like the drink, I be all up in her kidney. That's the ta-da-da. Got the whole club lit like Mardi Gras. If you drink too much, it be a lullaby. Turn the ugly duckling straight to a butterfly. Never lie.
Henny and that Red Bull. Wanna party with all of y'all?
Yeah.
I appear like ta-da-da. Ta-da-da.
Ta-da-da.
Ta-da-da. Whole club drunk all the ta-da-da.
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 Know you want a cup, but it's.
That's right. Indie Up Radio, it's your girl Candy K. Back on the line. On the Hour Network, y'all just heard Brass the Brilliant with ta-da-da. And that's how I was feeling at that moment, and I'm really feeling like that now because, you know, now Alexander the Great, we got the wonderful, talented Mr. Sam Harvey on the line with us today. Mr. Sam Harvey is in the building, guys. Bring him in.
Hey, hello.
Yo,
hello.
My man
how are
Sam.
You?
What's up, guys?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great now that we got you in the building. I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. First off, thank you for coming on. I do appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
Most definitely.
You know,
yeah, thank you for having me.
Definitely. Tell the listeners what it is that brought you to finding your gift. Your God-given gift of, you know, doing music in the manner that you do it. And how old were you? How did you know you have it?
Yeah, so I was raised playing drums because my dad was a professional drummer back in the 70s. So he opened up for, like, Little Richard, just gigged all throughout the 70s and 80s. So he raised me on Etta James, Jackie Wilson, Stevie Wonder, Billie Holiday.
Oh, just
there
you go.
Come on,
all the classics. Yep. And so,
so you got
I
it in your soul, not
that.
Just your heart. Okay. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Yes, ma'am. So, he basically raised me on a lot of soul, funk type of music. And that's kind of what inspired me with, like, a lot of my lyrics and how I arrange my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was 13,
because you do all of that. Tell the listeners,
yes, ma'am,
how you just said,
yeah,
how you arrange your songs. Let them know.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when
you
I was 13,
yes.
I taught myself how to play guitar off of YouTube, and I kind of just learned all the songs I really loved from, you know, 50s to 60s music, and that kind of taught me how to play a lot of jazz music. And so I used to play in a lot of, like, different jazz trios and play electric guitar for them. And that just kind of taught me how to arrange certain types of music. And that's when I really started writing my own songs, too, just from different life experiences. And I've been writing for about 7 years now.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. That's what's
up.
I love it. I can dig it.
Okay. So, like, you said that, you know, your pops raised you in the golden era. That's what I like to call that type of music, man. That's that music
exactly.
You want to vibe out.
Mm-hmm.
You want to chill out. Like, man, it's perfect.
Yes, definitely.
And so tell me a little bit about your influences. Like, who influences you with music, like, you know, currently?
Yeah, currently, man, I've been listening to SZA a lot. Her melodies are crazy.
Yeah,
and,
they definitely are.
Yeah, really inspiring. And, man, I listen to a lot of classic music, so a lot of Stevie Wonder has inspired me with my arrangements when it comes to, like, chord structures and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because basically what I do when I write, you know, the lyrics, I get the melodies down, I'll start on the chord progression on guitar, and then I'll hand it over to my producer, Brandon, and he'll start building the whole produced version over that.
Okay.
And then,
wow.
So we have about 70 plus songs right now together. And then I got another 40 plus that I've written by myself we haven't worked on yet.
Oh, wow. So you got money in the bank. That's what you're telling me.
Yep.
Now tell the listeners where to find your music at, Sam Harvey.
Yeah.
Tell them where.
Right now, if you go on my Instagram, we just posted a new video for one of my songs called Excuses. So every week, we're going to be posting a new video with a new song. And basically, we haven't released any music yet. So we're going to wait until the fans react to the music and see who likes which song the most. And that's the one we're going to put out first.
You're going to rock with.
Yeah, that's classic. That's classic marketing right there. I like
how you're letting the listeners have a word. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
Smart. Awesome. I'm so excited too. Now, I'm really even more excited about this part of the show, sir. It's like the spot basically when I just hand you the mic and let you take over so you can show us what you got. So it's on you, Sam Harvey.
Okay. I'll give you a little clip of They're All Wrong.
They don't think that you a star. They're all wrong. I know who you really are. And they're all wrong. I know that you are so worth it. You know I barely deserve it, but you care enough to prove that. We know they're all wrong.
Yeah.
We know they're all wrong. We know they're all wrong.
There you go.
Hey, I see you.
You had me vibing now. No lie. I got caught up in you. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Goodness, I love it. And you take me back. I love that. I love it. Even that little melody, you know?
Yeah,
I know
that was
hot. You
can definitely tell you had that soul up in you on that, for sure.
Yes, you can tell.
I really
can't wait to hear it. Now, tell me on your single that we had, They're All Wrong, tell me where your mind frame was. Where were you at mentally when you came with this?
Man, so it's funny. So I wrote that song as a love song at first, right? And I didn't really know exactly what concept I wanted to go with because I have a lot of love songs, so I was really thinking about my past memories and what I've been through in life, and I kind of made it into a song about deception. So in the video that hasn't been released yet, it's going to kind of show you that everybody's right about, you know, the situation I was in that relationship. But everybody's gone through that relationship where they just are blinded, you know, throughout the whole relationship and tell everybody they're wrong, and that the song is about.
I love it.
Wow.
Now
that's
go ahead and introduce your song. I got to hear it.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
No problem. You can go ahead and introduce it. I'll let you do the honor.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. It's They're All Wrong. And you can find it on social media on Sam Harvey Official on Instagram.
That's right. Let's get in it. Indie Up Radio on the Hour Network.
Let's get it.
Hey, Sam. It's me. I know I shouldn't care about what anyone thinks, but I really miss you. Can you please call me back?
Let's just make a sequel. I wanna see you again. I don't want a prequel. Cause that means we are just friends. Don't mind all the past reviews. Don't wanna be caught up in all of the drama when we know they're all wrong. They don't think that you a star.
Jealous much.
They're all wrong. I know who you really are.
Timeless crush.
They're all wrong. I know that you are so worth it. You know I barely deserve it, but you care enough to prove it. We know they're all wrong. 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 Yeah. Wanna lay in bed and adore you, I can't believe I get to touch you, touch you. Can't tell you how much I want you right now, want you right now. But I know I gotta wait till the weekend. I know that you gotta go to work, so committed. I just wanna respect you as a woman. I'll cook you a meal instead. Don't worry, just lay your head down. I'm so happy that you found me. Don't want anyone else around me. I don't wanna hear the crowd. I wanna feel the rhythm of your heartbeat. They don't think that you a star. They're all wrong. I know who you really are. They're all wrong. I know that you are so worthy. You know I barely deserve it, but you care enough to prove it. We know they're all wrong.
Y'all just heard my boy Sam Harvey.
Man.
I was vibing the entire time. You had me rocking.
I appreciate
it. I love it. No lie.
Yeah, that was dope.
No lie.
Thank you. That's the demo version right now, so we'll have the final version soon.
I'm loving it.
Okay. Definitely loving it. Yeah, that belongs on the radio for sure, bro.
Yes, for real. I can hear it.
I appreciate that, guys.
Again, where to follow you, where to be able to listen to all your dope music for real.
Yeah, you just find me on Instagram at Sam Harvey Official, and then on Facebook, it's Sam Harvey Music.
Got it. I'm on your bumper. You're going to get my request shortly. Just so you know, like, anytime you come and you do an interview, like, you're part of the Hour Network family, because we really a family
thank
here.
So
just
much.
Know, yes, like, you always welcome to call in. We here every Saturday night, you know, doing our indie up from 8 to 10 Central time. So anytime
you
want to, if you got new music, go on and send it my way. I'm a press play.
I will.
Definitely.
Awesome.
So keep doing what you're
much.
Doing, man. Keep them coming. I love it.
Yeah, keep it going, man. Keep it going. Definitely hot out here, man. You vibing.
I'm telling you.
I'm so excited for you. So keep going at the route that you're going. Don't switch it up for nobody.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
I won't.
Enjoy your evening. Thank you so much.
You too. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks. No problem. Anytime. And dope. Ooh, that was dope.
Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, that was hot.
Like, yeah, so. It was definitely wavy, like, for sure. Had that fresh sauce on it, you know, put that sauce
on it. Yeah, had me trying to get up, you know, do my little moves. Did everybody know what it is? I ain't going to say it. Left cheek, right cheek. But, you know, I had to pipe it down. Not doing a cover tonight in any fashion, guys. But that's what it had me, you know, it had me feeling it that way. So I'm rocking with it. I'm loving it. Yes. We're going to get into a little bit of music real quick. Let the listeners hear some tunes while they're getting ready, because it's almost 9 o'clock, the lituation hour, y'all. So I want to get ready, get y'all shots pulled up. Let's get it. Let's tap into
it.
We'll go ahead and go with Tracy Crews, Love Galaxy. Let's check her out.
going right back to the king. You're damn right, it's a fact that I rap for the green. I'm done pushing back to the fiends, attracting their veins, attract them insane. Crazy, maybe, as long as the sky is blue like Beyonce's baby. I'm here, critter, life's a bitch, suck it up and go and deal with her. From hustle to hustle, we juggle the struggle. Musically, I'm double the trouble. I'm flying, I'm nice, behind any mic. You know I'm ready to rumble, what? You better believe if seven MCs lined up, six went home, you're left with me. From 2-inch to MP3s, I lay balls with the greatest and the latest rappers envy me. Let's get it, from the source to the vibe, I handle my business. Rewind the time, now I'm back to handle my business. Whoa. I bet you learn. I'm coming at. I try to tell them I'm new, but I ain't a new jack. Follow my story, the pain and glory. Being nice is a gift and a curse. You're missing a point. If you don't think I'm ripping this verse, you need to move on. Go and find another rapper out for me to chew on. I'm hot, never lukewarm. Friends since the newborn, it's spit lead. I don't know what type of drug you want. First it was you wrong, a freshman, better than a veteran. I told them what would happen if they let him in. They let him in. Now I'm here racking up the presidents. I do it for the residents. The Roosevelt I recommend that you snatch the chick up and move when the record spit.
Live check in.
Nah, so they check out. For years feeling left out, I rap with my chest out. I could cause I got clout, known for the South. I don't carry any route cause you know the kid bring them out. A couple million every time I open up my mouth. Whoa. What I suggest you do is join the movement, cause it's definitely moving.
I'm coming at.
Never find the opposite. I'm dropping while you blocking it. You too busy gossiping. I ain't come to join the game. I came to conquer it. Every continent. I suggest you join the parliament. If you ain't part of it, you ain't seeing what I'm offering. A click with retarded spit. Enough for that sauce. Nah, take a trip for down a road. Back to basics, back to ripping these shows. Strip me down and you find deep in my soul hieroglyphics and pictures of crowns and thrones. So with that said, I got my eye on the throne. Furthermore, it's time I bring it home. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's it, you ain't gotta rap no more. To be continued, like Big said, I see you chumps on top. But one thing I will guarantee though is I'm coming out, coming out.
Out of
people talking, but we moving in the silence. Yeah, you carry a lot of weight, know your life is all balanced. Not rocket science, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you doing wicked things, I see your soul unclean. Be the leader, never follow, never go unseen. I'm out here making wise decisions, people look up to me. Okay, no, we value loyalty, and we value patience. Can't out here comes the royalty. So my family made it, just the simplest thing. But people make it so difficult. Ask me how you do, I tell them it's a formula. It's called loyalty and patience. Only language you speak. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. Loyalty and patience. Only language you speak. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. Loyalty, that loyalty. When I ask for help, they ignore me. People talk stuff and sneak this, that's what you call immaturity. Throwing shots till she busts back, she my buster, baby. Man is brave, I know a couple girls that text me saying, hey, baby, and they got a baby. Yeah, you both said you real, but I'm you putting on the front. And I noticed since you came around, you act like you tough. People say they know a lot, but your ignorance bitch. Yeah, I ain't trying to catch a kid, but man, I'm so innocent. When it comes to the haters, yo, I'm so vigilant. I'm speaking relevance in the bars. Call me a dope lyricist. This energy, yeah, you feel it. My enemies coming missing. Stay away from the BS and make a way for a fortune. I told my city that we gon' be eating. We gotta eat. Keep working hard, don't let me catch you sleeping. Better believe, don't count me out, cause I keep it real and I don't give a f. Poker face, yeah, I keep them guessing. And I show them love and that. Loyalty and patience, only language is big. You say you can't. And all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Get out, like my people switch up every day, and it don't make sense.
Don't make sense.
Loyalty and patience, all this language is speaking. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. I told you.
That's right. You guys just heard Brazy Brandon with Loyalty and Patience. And before then, we did hit Legato Shine with I'm Coming Out. We had to listen to that. Indie Up Radio, it's your girl Candy K on the Hour Network. What's going on, Alexander?
It's your boy. Oh, you know, I'm chilling right now. I'm chilling. Man, did you hear about that That beef, though, that was too funny, boy, with Tekashi and Chief Keef.
Tekashi. Hold up.
You know, dude with the rainbow hair. He got the rainbow hair. He got the rainbow weave in, you know what I'm saying? But anyway. Mm-hmm. So this man.
Is that a
he
style?
Called out Chief Keef. Called out Chief Keef. Yeah, called him out for no reason, though. Like, no reason. Called the man out.
But let me guess. Was it on social media?
Of course. On the gram. Called him out on the gram. Okay. And I'm like, wow. So why did you do that? So, you know, O Block is just like, I say it's like four blocks away from me, like where I'm located right now in Chicago or whatever. So that's where Chief Keef from. He's from O Block. All of them from O Block. All of them gangbanging. All of them, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing or whatever. So, pretty much what happened, Tekashi called him out, said he wasn't going to do nothing, and then went as far as flying Chief Keef mama, I mean, not his mama, his one of his baby mothers out to New York and bought her, like, this Gucci bag and all this stuff, splurged on her, flaunting on social media. I mean, it was a huge mess. Like, a huge mess. Like,
not the baby
and he
mama.
A troll. Yeah, the baby mama. I was like, what? He bought her a Gucci fanny pack.
Not a fanny.
I was
that
like,
was
oh, no.
That's exactly what
like,
he said.
Like, it's Gucci, though. Put my little quarters up in here.
Exactly.
What you talking about? But anyway. Like, he even went as far as to come over to O Block So he had somebody, you know, his bodyguards and stuff with him or whatever. So he had somebody filming. And he was like, man, where y'all at? Like, y'all call this O block. I call this no block. Like, I'm over here at 10 o'clock at night. Like, well, ain't nobody outside, right? So come to find out, he had his people recorded him at 4 o'clock in the morning when everybody's asleep. And he going around telling people he was there at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, my God, dude is trolling so hard. He is trolling so hard.
But see, that's but then if somebody get hurt, somebody end up, Lord forbid, losing their life or whatever the case is, that's involved in that situation, then everybody who was hyping it up is going to be like, oh, no, oh, my God. You know, when you was hyping it up, you was on social media just putting your little three words in or what have you, many, to keep on egging it on. And then when the thing blow up, then look at you. Look at all crazy. Looking like you don't know how this happened. Fuck you mean you don't know how this happened. You participated. Down with that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't get it.
If you're going to have a heart the whole time.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
The whole time. Keep it 100. And then on top of that, I forgot to mention, so when Tekashi called Chief Keef out, Keef actually took a trip to New York because you know he in California now or whatever. But Chief Keef took a trip to New York, and he stepped outside his hotel. I forgot the name of the hotel they said, but he stepped outside the hotel, and he said two gunmen came up to him and shot at him like three times but missed and then ran. I was like, wow. Like, see stuff like that. Like, that's how people get killed.
See what I'm saying?
You know? That's how people get hurt.
Man,
it's like, it's not even worth it.
That just reminds me. I just watched this movie. It was called True to the Game, y'all. It's good. It Vivica in there a little bit. Got some people in there, but it was good. And that's, I saw some incidents to where it was a woman in the car with a, you know, a guy affiliated, active in the game or whatever, because of his nice ride and the money he got. And now you done lost your life to the life that he took on. You didn't take that on, but you did inadvertently. Yeah, and then you end up losing your life too. So, you know, people tend to forget that the company you keep, the company, you know, people who you company to.
Yeah.
Choose
life.
Yeah,
like so often.
They have
so often it happens.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so often it happens, like, especially here in Chicago, it's like, you know, you got to watch who you hanging around because then they might got enemies. And then if their enemies pop up, that means you're an enemy too since you're with them. You know what I'm saying? So then people get hurt. Then people walking around with those T-shirts like rest in peace, whatever. And it's like, ain't even got to come to that, you know?
Exactly. So we just need to stop all of that hoopla. But really quickly, I just want to hit up some Denzel Davis with Double Cup real briefly, guys. And we got a special situation I planned coming up. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off. Just so you know, it's too much, it's too bad, and I hope that it just stops or changes. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of Denzel Davis really briefly. NDF Radio, Candy K.
A double cup and a bad bitch.
I need that.
Get paper blowing
that cabbage. See that?
These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage.
See that? See that?
Keep a double cup and a bad bitch.
I need that.
Get paper blowing that cabbage.
See that?
These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage.
See that?
Got a double cup full of Hen and Coke, house full of bottles like the liquor stuff. Lame talk slick behind closed doors, but when they see me out, don't want a liquor smoke. Little mama sick, no Bisquick. I be happily flipping them cakes up. When I hop in them bed sheets, if she play breakfast, get ate up. I'm talking full throttle and liquor bottles all on the floor. Red Vickies, red polo draws, balled up at the door. She seen me and she fell in love all at the show. Now she sipping Henny, stay rolling up. They blowin' dro. I'ma fuck
fucking boss and my niggas too. My conglomerate is not minuscule. So go home with me and get in the pool and get filled with kids like a middle school. With my double cup and take another sip for the people that ain't make it here. My young niggas pay close attention, some making days, girl, make it here. Keep a double cup in a bad bitch. Get paper blowing that cabbage. These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage. Keep a double cup in a bad bitch.
I need that.
Get paper blowing that cabbage. These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage.
A double cup in a chronic blunt. I be tucked in the heels like Nip Tuck. Had to level up from a young buck. Had to trust the feeling that be in my gut. She can get the dick the way she shake her butt. Cause the truth be lies from such and such. I'm a type of nigga just fucking duck. If the pussy good, she gon' open up. I'm straight for it, you can suck it, fuck. Watch me down Lake Park like a monster truck. I slide through when I be really drunk. Got screws loose when it comes to bust. Like a hot boy, I got a double stuck. You can bang my line and we'll see what's up. All these pussy ass niggas always got a front. When we hit the club, we turn the city up. I cut a bitch off when she acting up. On the rainy days, I put my money up. It was different, homie, they ain't help me up. I just dig it out the mud when I was coming up. Can't stand when the fuck niggas come around. Them hating ass niggas always talking down. My young niggas don't play around.
My young niggas don't play around.
Keep a double cup in a bad bitch.
I need that.
Get paper blowing that cabbage. These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage. A double cup in a bad bitch.
Bad bitch. I need that.
Get paper blowing that cabbage.
Believe that.
These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage.
Believe that.
If I pull up to the club, better run a double cup.
Whoa.
You already know I got a bad bitch, and we about to fuck shit up.
Whoa.
I'm a savage. Wow. Drinking is a habit.
Yeah.
Top flow life, why you niggas living heavy?
Oh no, oh no.
I ain't wake up to the shit. Man, took time for it.
Time.
Putting so much time, that nigga damn near lost my mind for it.
Oh, no.
You can't see me, hating ass nigga might well be blind for it. You don't want these problems though, don't you cross that line, boy. Bad ones in my VIP, came to the back down the ID.
No.
Left twerk, right twerk, left twerk, man, she working for a TIP. I pass her off to my nigga. He looking at me like, why, nigga?
Nigga, why?
Shit, I got a bad one at the crib, I ain't really trying to die, nigga.
Keep a double cup in a bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
I need that.
Get paper blowing that cabbage.
Believe that.
These busted niggas be average.
Believe that.
My niggas young and they savage.
Believe that.
Keep a double cup in a bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
I need that.
Get paper blowing that cabbage.
Believe that.
These busted niggas be average. Niggas young and they savage.
That's right, that's right. Back in the house, your girl Candy K, Indie Up Radio on The Hour Network. Sorry about that, but we got the one, the only from New York, stomping in. We got Mr. Nimrod in the building. Welcome.
Yo. I like that applause thing. I like that. The applause. I like that. That's nice.
Yeah. That's right. We got to bring you in, right? Come on with it.
Got to. That's sexy player. That's sexy.
Got to do it. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Same. Can't complain at all. Excited now that you're on the line. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, I brought my co-host to the screen room and had to just kind of fan out real quick. So I'm like, damn, I'm just happy you on with us. I said, shoot, I'll be in New York. So let's not go on fairytale land with Candy K tonight. You know, because you're going to have me there.
Okay.
That's what I said. So never mind that. Thank you so much, though. I do want to let you know. We do appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks.
Definitely.
So my man Nimrod, man, what's going on with you, man? How you living tonight?
Oh, man, I'm living, I'm working, man. I'm in Boston, actually. I have a show I got to do. So, you know, I'm working, putting the work in. That's it. No days off.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man. I noticed, man, like, you doing 8 to 10 shows a month, man. Like, how do you have the energy? Like, I can't even think about doing that many shows, man. How you got the energy to pull that off, bro?
I mean, it's like a job, man. You got to go to work every day. I mean, I think I got it good because, you know, most people, they got to go to work every day. You understand what I'm saying? You know, they may get the weekends off. So going out there and doing the show, a show for 10 to 15 minutes and getting paid, you know, a week worth of work, I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I love to get on stage. I get to be
And that's
myself.
What I'm saying. It seems like it'll be fun when it's your passion, you know?
Oh, it's definitely.
When it's something that you,
right.
Yeah.
That's what you love.
But no, I gotta know, like, I gotta know, because I know you back from even when you just a little cameo on it. Balling, you know, with my boy Jim Jones.
Right.
I don't really know him, like, but still, you know. So I gotta know, like, you've been in it for a minute, you know, circling through the network and through the industry and so forth. Like, do you and Jim really have a real, like, relationship to that's how you became? Say, quote unquote, a cameo. You know, someone in there.
No,
was that really?
It was me. It was me and Max. Max is my mentor. Max B is my teacher. He's the one that showed me how to do music. You know, a lot of people think you could just wake up and be a rapper, and it's not like that. It's study. I studied and learned from Max, and then, you know, once I came home out of jail and Max came home, you know, he kept me under his wing and everything of that nature. So, you know, it really worked itself out.
Okay.
It really did.
Okay.
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 You was blessed to, you know, have such a great mentor to be able to follow behind and learn the ropes and things like that. That's definitely dope. Definitely dope.
Yeah,
I just have worked with some wonderful people. Like,
yeah,
I know,
man.
We got a track
definitely.
With you. They got The Weeknd on it. That right there, you know, that's a big
deal
on top of that. Now, is there anybody left that you really just want to work with, you know, that you have yet to cross paths with?
Well, I crossed paths with Diddy once, but I want to work with him. I think he's a extraordinary producer. I think he's an extraordinary artist and an extraordinary businessman. So he's somebody I would love to work with. Unless I don't want to forget Drake. But those are my top two.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think that would be dope. I think that
that's
would be dope.
Yeah. So Diddy, he makes artists. Diddy, he makes a lot of artists. You know, artists can say what they want about him. Oh, my paperwork was this, my paperwork was that. You know, it's what you sign. You understand me? And you can't, if I sign for my label to do this, that's all that my label can do. They can't do anything else. So, you know, these people just be willy-nilly and just sign whatever they want to sign. And then when they sign something and they didn't have their what's-his-name read it, then, you know, they want to blame the other person. You know, blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
pay attention to that fine print.
Right, exactly. You know, Carl Thomas worked with Diddy, had no problems because Carl Thomas made sure his lawyer looked it over. He didn't like something, he changed it, got changed.
Mm.
Him and Diddy did two albums together. Carl Thomas made money, and then that was the end of it. And he had no complaints.
True.
So, you know, you stop being so fast to sign contracts and then, you know, want to point the thing at the other person. So. Diddy is definitely my main man. I want to do some business with one day.
Definitely.
Now, all y'all young producers, all y'all young artists, y'all need to take notes. Take notes on this, man. Don't get duped. For real, don't sign that 365 deal, though.
That's right. That's right.
Don't
get caught up.
Exactly, because it's real easy, like, even me myself, like, I'm working with artists and other producers and stuff, and it's so easy to, you know, sign on the dotted line, and then they like, oh, yeah, you know, in the contract, we taking 80%. Like, wait, hold on, bro. Like, I wasn't even ready for that. It's like, you ain't even read the contract, though. You just signed it. So.
Yeah. That's right.
I feel you don't know.
You got to read what – you got to read the contract from soup to nuts, even if it takes 2-3 days.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So,
yeah.
It is.
It definitely is, for sure. So, man, you work with a lot of big names, and I see you got pictures. You got pictures with Slick Rick. You work with Jim Jones, Killer Cam.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You out here. What's some of your influences now, man? Like, you dropping music. What's some of your influences in the game right now?
I don't have any. Because the music industry is so sad to me. So I don't have any.
Savage.
I know artists out there is hot to me anymore. You know, besides the other artists that's been like, you know, the Kisses, Jada Kiss, you know, you know, Drake.
Definitely.
You know, you know,
right.
those artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, because Drake went back to making music. The situation occurred. He started rapping again, whether he wrote it or not. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Meek Mill's, shout out to Meek. You know
shout
what I'm saying?
Sure.
That, but those is it. I got three. I don't even like Jay-Z's music. I think he's garbage. So, like, you know, it's just, it's not no more. Like, I don't think because what's his name change, you should change who you are as an artist. I think you should make your music. I feel like this trap music and people try to change and want to every other line, skirt, skirt. Like, I heard Jay-Z do that. I'm like, bro, are you serious?
Yeah.
Skirt, skirting now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't respect you as an artist. Yeah, people make changes in their music, but, bro, you skirt, skirting. Jay-Z, like, that's why I don't respect you as an artist. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard.
Yeah.
And I know you got to keep up with the Joneses, but you're just doing too much now.
Yeah. Don't lose yourself in the process. You feel me? Don't lose yourself in the process of trying to keep
don't
up.
Don't skirt.
No skirt. None of that. Lead that to the 20s. Them.
Yeah.
Them back there.
Skirt, skirting on
the
tracks
mumble.
Like that.
Right.
Even to the mumble rapper.
Yeah,
I guess he's pulling off fast or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, stop it, man, you know, so.
Uh-oh. And that's why I'm glad we got the real in the building. You know, we got your track. It's called The Weeknd. I got to know, like, mentally, where were you? What vibe was you feeling when you came up with this song? Tell me what was your vibe.
Originally, I got the hook from Josh Smith. He's a producer. He was working with The Weeknd. I think The Weeknd owed him a favor or something like that. And you know, Josh owed me a favor because I had worked with his artist. So he was like, yo, and this was before The Weeknd became The Weeknd. I had this, well, he was The Weeknd already, but he wasn't blowing. And I had this track for a very long time before I decided to put it out. But, you know, he said it would be a dope idea with my voice and stuff like that, which was, a lot of people say I do. I take no offense to it. But he was trying to get Jay-Z and The Weeknd together, and it didn't work. And he said, then you sound like Jay, what could you do to this record? There's a lot I can do to the record. So The Weeknd laid a hook down, and then he sent it over to me. And, you know, I did my 1-2, and I sent it back to him. He was in love with it. You know what I mean? But it was my record now, you know what I mean? Because we signed off on it, so he gave it over to me. He mixed and mastered it, and I just held on to it, you know what I mean? But in my state of mind of making this record, I was going through things at a time with a young lady that I really wanted to give my all to, but she didn't want to give me the same regard, you know what I mean? She was, you know, in the industry and, you know, just wanted part-time. So and I wanted more than that because, you know, in my eyes, I was like starstruck at the time. I'm going to keep her name off the market. But she was an artist, and I was starstruck to her. And she didn't want to give me the same thing. And then once I started to move on with myself, she wanted to be, you understand? So everything I said in the song happened. Like, I sent limousines for her. I sent the... You know, the plane together. Let's get on this plane and disappear. The things I did, and all she was worried about was social media and getting her numbers up. Yeah. And I helped her with a lot of it. You know, so when I say I made you, like, why would I play you? Right. But I'm God's gift. Why would I wait for you? You understand what I'm saying? So, like,
man, that's deep, boy.
That's right.
It's and it was the truth. It's like it's the truth. So, you know. that's what I was dealing with. And, you know, dealing with an industry woman, it's difficult sometimes. And it was difficult. But, you know, like I said, I was starstruck because I was like, damn, I can't believe I got this woman on my arm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big thing for me.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
You got me with you right now. Yeah, like I'm so following the story. Okay, my bad. We're
right,
going to get
real.
Into the song, and then we're going to tap back in a little bit. You really have me just sitting here listening. Like I'm okay. Like I'm walking along with you down in the
right, right,
let's
right.
cut it. Let's go on and get to your hit that we got here. Featuring The Weeknd, and it's called The Weeknd, y'all. Indie Up Radio. Let's get it.
Her parents don't love her. Who's gonna love her? Don't ask me. I'm just tryna fuck her. Bring her to this party where nobody shuts her. Females hate her and the bum niggas rush her.
Understand the whole situation. Way too good.
That was deep.
Thank
that
you
was, that was
so
deep
much.
Like that.
For real. You took me back with you. Know that. And then the bars that you had on there just really, really had me excited to see if you would, you know, partake in just a segment I like to do before I let you go. And it's called The Spot, where I basically just give you the mic, you know, and let you do your thing. One time, it's on you. You're on the spot, Nimrod. Give us some bars.
Oh, did he dip out on us?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
No, there you go.
Yeah, my phone is acting crazy. Some bars. Okay, listen.
Okay.
I'm the catch y'all been waiting to see, waiting to hear, waiting to touch, waiting to rush, waiting to bust, waiting to say y'all better. That ain't the damn truth. We all got guns. Even my fam shoot. Even my man shoot. Ask Max B. My mom's did a 2-4. It's living damn proof. And all them niggas with them double O numbers talking about you had hummus. I know what you did last summer. Raw gun touches. Shots hit the side door screaming the muffler. Mother Fizz Knucker. Cum Ruster. Your brother's a cum luster. She's not worthy of a nut cluster. Show up to your wake and some chuckers. A skelly boom boom in the front row with your grandmom's reading the hustler. Still at the ruckus. Still sport ice with the tank top. Still got the Bruce Lee structure. But my gun got heavy ever since I added the scope with the imp beam bezzy. Designated driver Holly Berry. Bulletproof Chevy. Went with the E12s and the car ready. And whoever said Rod ain't ready, get your commissary sheets together and let's get messy. Shoot through your class, our team eating great big pastas, prego sauces, kibasas, bitch. I'll beat your face with a lock and a soccer. Stash on your goods, then I'm popping your locker. Smoking a 50 of chaka, my album go copper. Then I'm going back to the blocker.
That was bars, son. Like, oh my God.
For days. You hear me? Took me to New York. I'm telling you.
Some life for people.
Okay. Yes, it's like,
yes,
damn, son,
you,
where'd you find this? Yeah. You know,
I'm with it. Yeah, you had me there. I'm at the cipher with you. You feel me? I'm thinking I go next to some shit. Yeah, I'm there.
All right.
I'm so there. Dang. No lie. Yeah, I'm ridiculous with it, but I'm there. And if I come there, I got to see you perform live. I know you spoke and said you had a performance tonight. What is that performance going to be for those who may be in the Boston area?
To be honest with you, I don't really know where it is. I just showed up, to be honest with you. is that the Hard Rock Cafe, though? Out there.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah. There's only one out here, so everybody knows what a Hard Rock Cafe is.
They know what's
going on.
Got it. And where do we follow you on social media?
I tell everybody I'm Googleable. That's my word, Googleable. Just search me. NYM.
So
yeah,
I'm in the game.
It's Googleable. Yeah, it's Googleable. You can't be Googled, then it's over. But NYMROP,
exactly.
I'm Googleable. Just search that name, everything will come up. Pictures, videos, all my fan pages, all my YouTube, all my Instagram, everything will come up.
Okay.
Just NYMROD. I'm the only member out there.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the only. I'm feeling it. Thank you so much. Yeah, the only.
Thank you.
You know, not the first, the only. Understand that.
The only.
I respect it in every avenue. Thank you again. Like, just so you know, when you come on the show, now you're part of the Our Family. So, rock with us, man. We're going
to
rock with you. Definitely. So, any new music, definitely send it our way. When you get
I'll make sure you get it first. I'll make sure I'm sending right to that email.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
You do the same.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
he was lit.
Yeah, for real. I'm telling you, I was right there with him. Like, you know how like it be when they be doing the freestyle battles or whatever, and then you just be rocking with them? Like, you can listen to them, like, mentally. I was there with them every bar, every step of the way. It was like, I love that story, too. You know?
Yeah, he definitely told a story on that one. Like, I was telling him from the first bar, like,
that's
for real,
it.
To the grandma, I mean, the hustler bar. I was like, oh, snap.
You heard me? I'm like, okay, grandma, we the hustler. Like, I caught everyone.
Right.
So it ain't like, you know, you can't catch it. It ain't. Nah, you can catch it. If not, you just remedial or something. Like, if you didn't catch that,
right.
Then come on with it. Why you listening? You should be, you not, this ain't your music genre or something. I don't get it. So
right.
I definitely appreciated that, man. No lie. Definitely dope with.
Sure.
I appreciated Mr. Sam Harvey for coming in, too. Y'all, and this was Idiot Radio tonight. You know, it's coming to an end. kind of doing early close just a little bit. I just wanted to make sure I got to chop it up with Nimrod, too, as well as Mr. Sam Harvey. Definitely, definitely. So do you have any parting words or maybe a story or something, anything of that nature that you want to get out there?
Well, I will give y'all some parting words, right? So I always say, be safe out there. Be smooth. You know what I'm saying? Watch your family. If you're going to turn up, know you need to turn down. You know what I'm saying? You start getting too tipsy, push that cup away. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to be safe out there. Especially while you turn it up, always have somebody watching your back, too. That's always helpful. That's pretty much for me, okay? What you got, though?
Man, you know, shot on you, shot on me. Just drink responsibly,
pretty
okay?
Much.
Party responsibly. Make your choices, you know, wisely. Choose. Understand that you have a choice in whatever situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget it. Even when they limit it, you still got choices. So pick the right one. At least try to. At least be like, nah, you didn't do it because you was drunk or because you were stupid. It was because of something. You thought something. You know, make
exactly.
it be for something, man. Seriously,
exactly.
So yeah, just stand for something tonight. Whether it be your left cheek, right cheek, isolations is popping up and down the damn
right.
road and let that be. But you do the best left cheek, right cheek you can do, okay? That's
do
all
it.
I got to say. Be good or be good.
Oh,
at
yeah, shine. Gotta let them shine.
Yeah, so we're going to end with a little a fee soul because that one, that's I'm going to shine. Just like, you know, I know what I'm going to do tonight and what I hope everybody else does too. And I just want to thank once again Sam Harvey. Cool. Super cool. Super cool, dude.
Yes, sir.
Man, Nimrod representing New York, bringing New York to the table.
Representing.
I respect it, and I appreciate it. So thank you so much, y'all. Tune in next Saturday, 8 o'clock, Central Standard Time, baby. We're going to be back in the building, Indy Up Radio, The Hour Network. We out. Good night.
Peace, y'all. Good night.
At what point I make the wrong turn up.